Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
Game two of the NBA Finals has taken place. I'm over here feeling like a damn genius. Warriors in five. First thing. Second thing is, are we on the verge of a Boston Celtics Golden State Warriors mini series like we got with LeBron and the Cavs and the Heat with the, well, actually not the Heat with the Warriors, but LeBron and the Cavs with the Warriors? Are we in store for a mini series there, and who could interrupt that? Well, Florida didn't want you to say gay, but the Tampa Bay Bays are saying gay, baby, and it is causing a controversy with some of their players and the media. Our top five today, top five most underrated comedies of all time. Your boy Kyle Rittenhouse wants to go to college. I should say Ralph's boy Kyle Rittenhouse wants to go to college. And he announced his commitment, but it didn't go like you thought it was going to go. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amson. And this is Reister or Wrong. So, Warriors win game two, Ralph. I called this going to be a five-game series from the jump. Even after Warriors lost game one, I still said Warriors in five. People told me I was crazy. I got people calling me like, bro, I'll take that bet after game one. Won a bunch of money on game two from personal bets. Like, I didn't go to a bookie site. People called me to give me money. Like, yo, I'll give you all the money on game two. Whatever you want, playboy. I know what's happening here. So, Ralph, come on. I know you're a Suns fan and you hate to see the Warriors winning. In the year that your sons, in the year of our Lord, that your sons were supposed to win the championship. I told you it wasn't going to happen. And now the Warriors are back on top, as I predicted.
Well, the first thing I want to clarify is I am not one of the people that gave you money, because I never would have bet on the Celtics in game two. They're so up and down from from game to game. What surprised me was your prediction that after game one, this was still going to be a 4-1 series win for Golden State, which I thought was absolute nonsense. But after game two, I'm starting to wonder if you might be right, because that was not only was it dominant and they absolutely boat raced them in the third quarter. There was one point when it was 56-52 Warriors, which was a giant surprise, given that Klay Thompson was 1-for-10 and Steph Curry wasn't shooting well. So when you can't build a lead, when Klay Thompson can't hit anything, that's an enormous problem. The refs seem to be happy to let Draymond Green go out there and put pro wrestling moves on people and tell them.
Oh, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Dude, he was doing it with Grant Williams, who is a $2 Draymond. Actually, no, he's not a $2 Draymond. He's a 50-cent Draymond. If Grant Williams could be Draymond Green, he would kill him and take over his body, Men in Black style. Because he would love to be Draymond Green.
Can we have an honest conversation about the allowances that Draymond Green gets after that first technical hits, though?
Yes, we can have an honest conversation about it. I'd be in at home like, Draymond, stop, please, please. And he'd be like, what you gonna do? And I think that's the part why he gets so much leeway is that he just won't stop. Like, he will not, like, it. There is no change in the behavior. So now the officials must modify how they do things. It's like the Boston Celtics are super physical, and they foul people a lot. So, yeah. But they're so physical that the officials are like, damn, we would foul them out in the first quarter. So they got to let some of it go.
Legion of Boom style.
Yes,
back
exactly.
When Seattle Seahawks DBs used to hold on every play, and it's like, well, we can't make it a 10-hour game. We got TV time here.
Exactly.
So, okay, but here's my issue, because it seems like these Draymond techs are future techs. They're like the first time that you actually like let your kid have a beer, and then you can never say anything to them again because you gave them a beer. Right, like these Draymond texts, the game should just start 1-0.
Just give the other team a point and give them a 10. No.
Yeah, and then you can just say, like, we're not going to throw Draymond out for getting in our faces, for running his mouth the entire game. We're just going to give you 1 point, and we're going to go from here. If he kicks somebody in the junk, maybe that's a different story, but we're going to let him run his mouth. We're going to give you 1 point and let him run his mouth for 48 minutes.
See, the part about it that I didn't mind was, okay, and I know that this is going to offend some people maybe or not. Okay, so some black people are just hella loud. And it scares some people. They're like, look at him. And it's like, no, but he's not mad. He's just animated. Like, he's just animated and demonstrative. So I think he talks to the refs with, like, a good amount of respect in general, right? But then the way he's flailing his hands around and we can't hear it, I think it makes it much more that it's much worse, because then you will see him standing there talking to him and he'll be like, yo, I'm doing it. And then the referee will be like, oh, okay. And the referee's not feeling disrespected because they understand that he's not trying to attack you.
I'm with you. His energy is just sort of his energy. And so at this point in his career, I'm sure they get it. He does not talk at the refs more than Luka. He does not talk at the refs more than Tim Duncan.
Correct.
All time. Like,
whiner.
Like, we think of Tim Duncan as like the big fundamental. He just went out there and did his job in the most boring way possible. That dude was on the refs from the jump. He never let up.
He got a technical sitting on the bench one time, and it wasn't just for no reason. Like, was it outrageous that he got a technical sitting on the bench? Yes. But Tim Duncan used to be on the refs relentlessly.
Yeah. These aren't these aren't Rodman techs. They're not Rasheed Wallace techs, right? Yeah. These Draymond technicals are like, but I hate that they even give him the first one, because it seems like it seems like it doesn't change his behavior at all. So there is no secondary consequence.
Yes.
So I'm not a Warriors. You paid me as a Warriors hater. I don't understand how you could hate the Warriors. The way they play basketball is so fun. It's frustrating as a Suns fan, but I hate them.
I love the way don't you love watching them play basketball though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what do you think about the fact that people are upset that they believe that Draymond is officiated differently? Because they're like, the nice guy, he says one word to the refs and he's like, F you, ref. And now they're like, they throw him out of the game versus Draymond, who's on them relentlessly.
I think you made a point about energy consistency. I think you made the perfect point that if as long as that's who you are all the time, then the refs know what to prepare for. But if you do something outside of your character, and trust me, I'm not defending refs after the series where I saw a technical called on Devin Booker for his follow through on a jumper hitting somebody, or DeAndre Ayton getting a technical for dunking on Luka. Like, I'm definitely not defending the inconsistency and weirdness of the refereeing, which I think has added to some of these stupid blowouts we've seen in the 2022 playoffs. I'm not defending them, but I do think you made a very good point just about the consistency of Draymond being on them from the get-go.
Okay, so quick story. When I moved into a house out here in Cali, maybe this is like 2008, 2010, somewhere in there, I had terrible cell service at home. I mean, god awful. I called T-Mobile and I'm like, yo, my service sucks at home, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, there's nothing that we can do for you, blah, blah. So I call back again and they say, oh, you can get a microcell. Right. Okay, cool. But I had been told, and in that first phone call, somebody said, one of the people on the phone said, are you sure you want this phone call recorded? And I was like, no, I do not want this phone call recorded. So it was a clear sign to me that they wanted to tell me something. And they said, you can get a microcell. I was like, what the hell is a microcell? They're like, it's basically a tower inside of your house, which boosts your cell signal. So, okay, cool. And they said they give them out for free. So you need to call back and ask for one. Okay, cool. So now fast forward to the second callback. They're like, oh, yes, you can buy a microcell from Best Buy, blah, blah, blah. They're like $180. I was like, don't you guys give them out for free? And they said, I mean, sometimes, yes, when customers have been having problems. I was like, I'm telling you, I have a problem and you've documented that where I live is a problem. So why aren't you sending me a microcell? Why are you telling me to go buy one? And the dude said, and I said, listen, I've been a customer. Actually, I was with AT&T, whoever I was with at the time. I was like, yo, I've been with this company for years upon years. I've never called in complaining. Why are you giving me a hard time? And they were like, see, that's actually not how it works. You actually need to call in and complain all the time, and then we will give you free stuff. And I was like, how ass backwards is this? That somebody who doesn't bother you, they finally are like, yo, I have a problem. And instead of saying, oh, okay, cool, we will go fix it. Instead of that being the answer is, no. You need to call in and complain more and bother us more. So we have to have more customer service people. And then we'll give it to you voluntarily. So then I said, okay. I called them 4 days in a row. And they were like, okay, we will send you a microcell for free. That's the definition of Draymond Green and the referees.
I think you just described America.
So are we on the verge of a Warriors-Celtics miniseries where these teams are going to play three out of the next four finals or three of the next five and all of that? And which team do you think is more likely to be back?
Well, you got a pretty good contract situation. Right now, you have Jaylen Brown locked up for two more seasons. Marcus Smart locked up for 3-4 more. Jason Tatum's locked up. They are 24, 25, and 28, respectively. Robert Williams is locked up, and if he can stay healthy, you said you're a big fan of the way that he plays defense. It seems like this franchise has some stability. They made a move that kind of reminds me of Pat Riley going to the front office and Brad Stevens going to the front office. Ime Udoka seems to have this team's ear really well. They're going to at some point have to replace Al Horford. He's 36. That's just how it goes. This team has a really solid core. I want to give another very whiny person, Danny Ainge, credit for building this roster and not making a change when the fans complained over and over and over again that they needed to make a change. To me, all it comes down to is this team. Is this waking something up in them? Can they keep up this defensive intensity? Because some teams that are really, really good on that side of the ball don't have the offensive consistency to make it back every year. But what they might benefit from is just the overall dysfunction in the Eastern Conference. For the first time in maybe my basketball conscious lifetime, there is more overall talent in the Eastern Conference than the Western Conference. But it's super dysfunctional. And because it's super dysfunctional, like, people are wondering if Joel Embiid wants to go to the Heat. The Heat have the mercurial Jimmy Butler, but not a lot of star talent. The Nets have the issues that they have. The Sixers have the issues that they have. The only other team that I see being one piece away from doing the same thing that the Celtics are probably one piece away from is the Bucks.
Yep.
So it's very likely that that could be the case.
See, I look at the Eastern Conference as the only team that can stay away from that can knock the Celtics off. I mean, health withstanding, obviously, is to knock that off and actually be replacing them is the Bucks. I don't love the Bucks coach, but Giannis is continuing to get better and better. He's the best player in the world. And if you put a good roster around him, Chris Middleton's healthy, like, he can overcome Budenholzer's bad coaching, right? So, and there's a lot of middle in the East. There's a lot of middle. There's the only two top teams, the Bucks and the Celtics, because the Miami Heat don't have enough high-end scoring. Like, they're going to run out of talent at some point in time on the offensive end. Shot making ability, like, they're going to run out of it, which they did against the Boston Celtics. The Philadelphia 76ers cannot win because James Harden's on that roster. You have the Toronto Raptors, no superstar, good team, but you can't win without a superstar.
Right.
The Chicago Bulls, same exact situation. Cute story, nice, competitive, but.
And they're probably about to lose one of their two best players.
Yes, Zach LaVine. What's that many people? Oh, the Brooklyn Nets. Bro, what are we supposed to make out of that right now? Because obviously Kevin Durant's important. Kyrie, is he going to be there? Is he not? And then even if you do, number one, you still have Steve Nash as a head coach. And he was an absolute liability this year in the playoffs. And then the second thing is you had Where's your defense? I mean, is Ben Simmons ever going to play? I mean, there's too many. So that's what I'm saying. In the Eastern Conference, there's so much middle. Now, I trust the Warriors to make it back to the finals next year more than I trust the Celtics because of the Bucks. And if they're healthy, I think the Bucks would have beat them this year. And in the West, you have Memphis, who's going to be better. But if Golden State is healthy and clicking, as good as Memphis is, it'll be a long series, but they won't be able to beat them. The Phoenix Suns, I don't believe it. I do not believe it until they actually do it. It's a cute story. It's nice. They got to the finals in a year where everybody in the conference was hurt, so they missed their opportunity. The Dallas Mavericks don't have enough firepower. Luka ain't enough. And will he come in good enough shape to be dope in the playoffs? Doper in the as you get deeper in the playoffs? I don't know. Utah Jazz breaking up. Denver Nuggets, just like the Phoenix Suns, except worse. I don't trust them to do anything until they do it. I trust Jokic to potentially win another MVP next year because people fall in love with the stats instead of the, and there's no playoff production. The Lakers, who knows? I mean, that's the ultimate roulette wheel. They could be the best team in the NBA next year, or they could miss the playoffs again. And the Clippers, who's going to be in uniform?
Yeah. I feel you. There's definitely and the NBA offseason is always full of change. We got John Hollinger dropping rumors that DeAndre Ayton wants out of Phoenix. Quinn Snyder quit yesterday, which now we have, for some reason, every time Donovan Mitchell has a mood of any kind, it gets reported in the media.
Unnerved. He was unnerved. Yeah. You're right. Like, I need to.
So you might see some major star movement all over the NBA, which makes the stability of a team like the Celtics kind of sexy. There's two players on the Celtics roster right now over the age of 28, Al Horford and Daniel Theis. So they're centers, and age with centers is sometimes a good thing. They have zero free agents on this team.
Zero.
Everybody's coming back. Like they're as stable as it gets.
With the salary cap. Because the Warriors don't give a damn about the salary cap. They're like, listen, we've made $100 million just from the playoffs alone. So we will pay this luxury tax money. We're in the black. Like we're deep in the black. Like there's no point in us caring about this luxury tax when we're gonna make it back anyway.
Right. I think that the luxury tax threshold is 149 and they're at 156. So they're already paying, $7 million on the luxury tax.
But that's not
between seven and 10 million.
When you're a big franchise and you go to the finals. Yeah.
So yeah, you might be right. And the thing about the Warriors is there hasn't been a year. When both Clay and Steph are healthy, that they haven't been in the finals.
Correct.
So you just kind of have to pencil them in the Western Conference for the time being.
Facts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. The Tampa Bay Rays say gay. They are just like the Dodgers, the Giants, who are doing something for a Pride Month. The Dodgers and the Giants, they did the logo on the hats this year, the rainbow logo. The Rays decided to put a patch on the side of the jersey. Well, there were, what, five or six players that didn't want the patch on their jersey. They said for religious reasons, and they don't want to promote the lifestyle.
They had five players opt out, and then they elected a spokesman to explain why. And the Rays made it optional. So,
I actually like that part of it. I
hate it.
They should force you to wear. Well, actually, they don't give you options on anything else.
Right. I feel like these guys,
as far as your uniform, you are right. Because if you give them a choice, you have then opened them up to criticism, and you have shielded yourself, but now you have brought up an opportunity for derision within your organization and all that. Yeah. So you could actually cause yourself more problems and your players more problems by doing that, by making it optional.
Right, because you have corporate sponsorships on athletic jerseys all over the place, and if somebody has a personal issue with how that corporation is run, maybe they can speak out on it. Not all of life is Ted Lasso, but maybe you can speak out on it or whatever. But if you give somebody an option, you know, and the Tampa Bay players, Jason Adam, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson, who all elected Jason Adam to speak on their behalf, say that, you know, yeah, we don't want to do this. So I feel like the organization says, we're going to do this patch, we're going to make it optional, and if you say no, you know, we probably assume there's going to be some questions, so pick somebody to speak on it. And I feel like it puts those players in a position to be thrown under the bus. And I'll read what they had to say through Jason Adam, and you tell me what you think about it. He said, a lot of it comes down to faith, to like a faith-based decision. So it's a hard decision because ultimately we all said what we want is them, meaning anybody who identifies or is homosexual, or basically pride encompasses everything. So when he says them, he's talking about anybody that would be paying attention to Rays baseball for the sake of their pride event or pride celebration or pride uniform. He said, ultimately, what we all said is we want them to know that all are welcome and loved here. But when we put it on our bodies, I think a lot of guys decided that it's just a lifestyle that maybe, not that they look down on anybody or think differently, it's just that maybe we don't want to encourage it if we believe in Jesus, who's encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior, just like Jesus encourages me as a heterosexual male to abstain from sex outside of the confines of marriage. It's no different. It's not judgmental. It's not looking down. It's just that we believe the lifestyle he's encouraged us to live for our good, not to withhold. But again, we love these men and women. We care about them, and we want them to feel safe and welcome here. And the backlash to that statement was, as you can imagine, rather large.
Oh, yeah. See, okay. Now, on one hand, I love the fact that they were able to speak out and have choices, right? Because a lot of times what people struggle with is that on one side of an equation that we're supposed to respect everybody's feelings and beliefs and all of this. But then other people feel like that their beliefs and things are being trampled upon and they can't speak out. Right. So I like that part of it. And their statement, I have no problem with their statement. My only issue is like, okay, just make sure you keep that same energy. You know what I mean? Like if this is how you are about everything, I'm good with it. If you're like, listen, I don't like Adidas, I don't like Nike, I don't like this and this. And when I put it on my body, that I feel like I'm representing that company. So that's my whole thing, is just keep the same energy about whatever it is. And I don't have anything to say to you.
I would say
the switching of energies.
Yeah. Like, hypocrisy, right?
Yeah. To where if you're like, listen, I don't hang out I won't hang out with gay folks, but I'll hang out with dudes that cheat on their wife. I won't hang out with gay folks, but you know, I know people that are thieves and criminals, but I'll hang out with them though. I'm just like, if God and your religious beliefs are your answer to why you don't want to do certain things, I'm just saying, just keep the same energy and then nobody can say anything to you. Right. If that's what you're going to use as the reason why.
I guess it opens up such a can of worms, George. And I will say, I hate that the players were put in this position.
I do too.
I absolutely hate that. But I also I do have a couple of issues with the statement, because it says we want everybody here to feel loved and welcomed. But we're not going to put that on our bodies because we disagree with your lifestyle, right? Well, that's you're gonna open yourself to up to what the connotation, the personal definition of loved and welcomed is, right? Like, people aren't going to feel loved and welcomed if you say that, like, I feel like putting a rainbow patch on my uniform is me saying that I agree with what you are doing, which I do not. I want you here. I want you in the stands, but I also want you to know that I think that you should be abstinent for the rest of your life. And I also have, you know, there's a couple of things that when let's say the word lifestyle, when you use the word lifestyle, you open yourself up to this age old debate of like,
are you born gay or are you choosing to be gay?
Right. So then you open yourself up to this entire discussion of like, what do you mean my lifestyle? Like, do you think that I can control which gender I'm attracted to? Do you think that I chose this? And so then you open yourself up to that conversation. There is a large subset of people who have decided that the progress that was happening over time through identification, cooperation, existence in society, that pace was not good enough, right? And so that if you say that because of my faith, I disagree with putting that on my body, you have a large subset of influential people who will call you a hate monger and homophobic. And I'm going to be honest, George, some of the most hateful rhetoric that I've seen in my life has been in the comment section of every single NFL, MLB, correct, NHL yep. team's Pride Month celebrations, because the whole thing's so ugly. And at its heart, and I know you agree with me here, at its heart, it might be insincere and it might just be about capitalization. And that's the thing that Bingo. Kills me the most. You don't want to be the team that's left out of Pride.
It's hard to figure out which one it is, right? Because is it the fact that you know that you have employees who are part of the LGBTQ community and you want to celebrate them and their life and all of this stuff, the way they feel included and not treated differently at work and the ballpark and all this place, right? or you may have players that are, and you want to make sure that you are creating a healthy work environment that's literally about sports. You know what I mean? That's about sports and not about what people's lifestyle is. So it's that, or are you saying, okay, if we don't do this, then we are going to be slammed. And it's an opportunity to make some new money, bro. We can sell some new jerseys, sell some new hats at like the Juneteenth ice cream at the great value Juneteenth ice cream.
Right. So the Rays had a baseball is for everyone shirt with the word everyone in all rainbow. And they put out a tweet of people wearing that shirt. I don't know if it was a shirt that they gave away at the game, but you can now find it for sale on like every single website that copies MLB shirts. And I don't know if it's something that the Rays were selling at the game, but it's one of those things where you can't blame me for raising an eyebrow of, you know, the same organization, just like all MLB organizations, by the way, that has family and faith night, that brings in Christian bands to play concerts after the game, is the one that's also having a pride night, knowing that many of the major faiths have interpretations of their scripture that,
yep,
that are antithetical to this thing that you're celebrating in the month of June, so that you're not left out of everybody doing it. And I wonder pretty aggressively how much of this is sincere, because I want to make people feel as loved and welcomed and human as possible. But when I was scrolling through Twitter this morning, George, and Fifth Third Bank, which is a bank out here in Charlotte, which
I've always thought was the weirdest name for a bank. Fifth Third Bank. You're like, what?
Right. So Fifth Third Bank is paying for sponsored tweets to show up in my feed of their logo converted to a pride rainbow, saying that everybody should be able to bank and be proud of their bank or whatever. But why are you paying me to see that? Why are you paying me to see it? Like, is your virtue why is your virtue signal got money behind it?
Mm.
Well, do you actually care?
So do you think that they would have advertised that same advertisement on a regular month in July, April, May, and they just so happened to do it this month as well?
I think what it comes down to is everybody wants to be virtuous, especially when not being seen as virtuous would make you an outlier. So if we're going to be visible as being virtuous, then let's be the most visible.
Yeah.
And I want to believe that companies are finally coming out here and saying that, like, we are going to treat our employees as more important than the capital that we set out to make by hiring those employees. But that's just not the way the world works.
No.
And so everybody's – and the really confusing part is everybody's out here saying get woke, go broke. But if that was the truth, would every company in America be trying to go
after
these –
It's a lie. It's a grift. I've pointed out every single instance. Oh, the NFL ratings are going to tank. No, they – do you understand what tanking ratings look like for the NFL? Talking about like 15-plus million people per game, the most – 48 of the 50 most watched things of the year. If that's tanking, then okay, Nike stock is going to tank because of Colin Kaepernick. Where, fam? Like they say this stuff and it never, ever, ever happens.
Right. And the people that make money off of the get woke, go broke mantra need — the most ironic thing about it is they need more wokeness to fuel the narrative by which they advertise against and sell against. So just today, George, just today, it came out that the Carolina Panthers have hired a transgender cheerleader. I was more surprised at the age than I was at the fact that they hired —
I know. I was like, you got an old ass cheerleader. Like, yeah, because
a lot of these 29, but a lot of these teams be forcing people out at 23 years old.
Yes.
Saying like, hey,
except the Jaguars, because Mrs. Weaver, she used to, she was not with the young cheerleaders. Like, she wanted them in skirts down to the knees. And, you know, we had cheerleaders that had kids in like middle school.
But see, I feel better about that than the idea that, like, sure, when I had season tickets to the Arizona Cardinals in my early 20s, the people my age were like, oh, wow, like, they're out here. They're not cheerleading. They're doing something. But now that I'm twice the age as when I had season tickets, I'm like, well, they stayed the same. This Dazed and Confused, they stayed the same age. Or was that Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Either one. But, like, it's a little weirder now, but, like, so the Carolina Panthers, they hire a transgender cheerleader, and who's reporting on it? Daily Wire, OutKick, all the conservative sites, Fox News, as fast as they can to get that article up so that the people that stay angry that use Daily Wire articles, Matt Walsh documentary, the people who use this stuff as their kindling to stay pissed off can have another thing to put on the fire.
Yeah, they're like, we got a good one today, baby. We have sat it. So, hey, we have won the day. We don't even need another topic today because Tucker Carlson already has his B story today. The morning show already has their stuff. Dude, everybody is covered. They're covered for the rest of the day and through tomorrow morning. They don't even need anything in between. And anything that else that comes up is just gravy now.
I think everybody wants evidence. Everybody on that side of the aisle wants evidence that society is at its near end. Because they came up being told that, like, Rome ended because of gays or something.
These right? are the so, last like, days, though. And, but it, but it, but it ain't. But it ain't because of the gays. It's
it might be because some of those same companies that are celebrating Pride are pumping straight smoke into the atmosphere 24 hours a day. Dude. But hey, if we change that to rainbow smoke that we're pumping up into the sky, then maybe we're getting something.
Dude, it is. It's crazy how people look at a lot of this stuff. And I'm a believer that even if you disagree with something, if you show up from a place of love, like that if you are a follower of Jesus, then you are supposed to love everybody and care about everybody and all those sorts of things. But then you're supposed to teach what you believe, but you're also supposed to make it a very welcoming place and all of that. So We will see how this race things goes for those players. But now.
And for conservative media. Congratulations, conservative media.
You won the day.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top five. It is time for top five today. Ralph came up with a great topic. Top five underrated comedies of all time. And this got me to doing a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking. And he brought up a particular movie, and I was like, I don't know if I can put it on my list now because we've talked about it so extensively. But yeah, I am super excited about it. So, okay. I'll let you go. Give me a couple of movies that did not make your list. Wait, actually, nope. Instead of that, because what then that'll give away some of the list.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your top five? I'm sorry, what's your number five?
My number five most underrated comedy movie of all time has Elizabeth Banks, Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler, Janine Garofalo. Cast is stacked. Bradley Cooper's first ever movie. Bradley Cooper's one of the biggest movie stars in the world right now. It was made for $1.8 million and sold for $100,000. It is called Wet Hot American Summer.
What?
And it was universally hated and then became a massive cult classic at video rental places. It's a parody of summer camp movies. And Paul Rudd and Elizabeth Banks play like love interests in it, or he cheats on a girl with Elizabeth Banks at the camp, and like they're so busy making out that a camper just drowns and they don't even acknowledge it. Like,
what?
It is nonsense from the very start to the very end. I recommend it to absolutely everybody. I watched it probably 30 times when I was in college. Kristen Bell. One time I saw a quote of her saying that she'd seen that movie over 100 times. It's just silly from start to finish. Critics hated it. And so for me, it's always going to be on the most underrated list, especially because so many people in it went on to become huge stars, big directors, huge comedians, stuff like that.
That's a good number five. Okay. My number five is My Cousin Vinny. That movie
that won an Oscar.
It feels underrated though.
Like underrated in the black community, maybe, but Italians.
okay, true. So I guess I'm speaking from the black community. In the black community, it is definitely underrated. Marissa Tomei, Joe Pesci, Ralph Macchino from The Karate Kid. My Cousin Vinny feels very underrated to me. The two Utes.
Posse Traction.
Yep. I loved it.
I probably say Grit Eating Community since I moved to Charlotte once a week. The Grit Eating Community.
The entire Grit Eating Community. Yep.
Oh my God, what a movie. That's one that if it is on, I will stop. And I will push back on it being underrated overall because Marissa Tomei did win an Oscar. What a freaking movie. If it is on, I will finish it. Always.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If it's one of those, if it's on, I'm watching. Okay. What's your number four?
My number four is a movie that I've never heard anybody talk about except for the person who showed it to me when I was a kid, seven, eight years old. At the time, one of the biggest comedians in the world was the star of this movie, and the entire thing was built so that he could just do a bunch of impressions in it. And it's called Opportunity Knocks, starring Dana Carvey. It was made in 1990 for $13 million. It lost $2 million.
Wow.
It lost money at the height of Dana Carvey's career. I've never heard him brag about it or even talk about the fact that he was in it. But the whole thing is a guy who like robs houses sees that there's this mansion that has a bunch of newspapers out front. And so he decides instead of robbing it to just like stay there because whoever lives there is probably on vacation.
Yeah.
And he makes the mistake of answering a phone call and then he just assumes the guy's life.
Oh, I love it.
And maybe it's the age that I first saw it, but I thought it was so funny. And there's this part because he does this he was famous for the George W. Bush impression. There's this part where he's at a Cubs game and he tricks a guy he's trying to get into a business deal with who's in the stall the Secret Service comes in to guard the bathroom because George W. Bush is coming in to use the bathroom. So they have to keep this guy in his bathroom stall. He does the George W. Bush voice, which is what like convinces the guy who's stuck in the stall to go with the business deal. And I just remember as a kid thinking that was the funniest thing in the world. And then I come to find out literally everyone hated this movie. It was critically panned and it lost money. But I will stand by this movie forever.
Okay. My number four is Robin Hood Men in Tights. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
We're men in tights. Tight, tight.
Tight, tights.
We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men in tights. We steal from the rich and give to the poor. That's right. We may look like sissies, but watch what you say or else we'll put out your lights. Yeah. Okay. As you can see, I've seen that movie many times. And the greatest comedian of all time, aside from Richard Pryor, is in there, in Dave Chappelle.
That is true. That is true.
It worked in Blazing Saddles. A black sheriff. It worked in Blazing Saddles. All right.
My number three got absolutely destroyed by critics, including Roger Ebert. But I thought it was cute, funny, hilarious in parts. Joe Dirt.
I've never seen Joe Dirt.
Oh, my gosh.
So, therefore, it can definitely be on the underrated list because
I absolutely love it. I mean, anybody without a sense of humor hated it. But like the entire plot of this movie is that a kid who had to have a mullet surgically attached to his head as a kid because he was like born bald. He had a mullet. Already hilarious, right? His parents hated him so much that he got abandoned at the Grand Canyon on a family vacation. But he didn't realize that he was abandoned. He thought that he was lost. So he spends his life trying to find his family. Who was not looking for him. And he's a janitor, and he ends up getting on a radio show that Dennis Miller hosts. And Dennis Miller starts asking him questions on this radio. He tells his life story, and it becomes a national phenomenon, like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Everybody's listening to Joe Dirt's life story. And Christopher Walken is in it. And it is just and Adam Beach, who is one of my all-time favorite actors, plays his sidekick, an Indian named Kickin' Wing. And it is it's just silly from start to finish. It's silly. And the fact that everyone hated it makes it go on to my all-time underrated comedies list.
OK, my number three. I switched out my number three because I would have been shamed by you if I kept this as my number three. And, you know, I'm pretty unshameable. So I had Wedding Crashers as my number three.
Which made like $300 million or something.
But it's still, I still think it's underrated. I don't hear many people quoting it as should be. Okay, so I switched
What's your favorite line then?
We got a stage five clinger. I'm over here taking all the grenades, John.
I said, Ma, the meatloaf.
I just watched that movie about a month ago. It was hilarious. All right. My number three is DC Cab.
I have not seen it
because it came out in 1983. So it's about It's about this taxi service that's run and is running the ground. They don't have money. And then they find this violin in the back that's worth $10,000. So then they end up being able to fix up the cab company, all of this stuff. And it has Mr. T, Gary Busey, Bill Maher, Adam Baldwin, and Charlie Barnett in it.
That's a huge cast for that time.
Yeah.
Huge for that time.
Yeah, that movie was hilarious. It's got a flamethrower. It's got... But do you know what the most famous line for me was in that whole movie?
What?
There's this homeless guy in there, and he goes, "Don't let your dick run your life." And, you know, I'm glad I heard that when I was like seven. The way it stuck with me for the rest of my life. And when it did run my life, it didn't go well. And then I remembered it.
Okay. I hope that you've seen my number two. I hope. It seemed to have been a movie sponsored by Arby's.
What?
Right. And it is a movie that I feel like potentially launched Jack Black's entire comedy career.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Saving Silverman.
Nope.
You have not seen Saving Silverman?
Nope.
Okay. I can't even explain the plot of this movie. There's a Neil Diamond cover band that loses one of its members to dating Amanda Peet, who was really big at the time this movie was made. And she is controlling, but mostly not. They're in a Neil Diamond cover band, and she's an adult.
Okay.
And so I think Jason Biggs is the guy that plays her boyfriend from American Pie. The main character from American Pie.
Okay. How the hell have you found these movies? But okay.
I don't know. So the other guys in the band, in the Neil Diamond cover band, kidnap Amanda Peet to try to break them up.
Okay.
And it is complete nonsense. The fact that this movie got made is absurd. Reviewers said that it was like mean-spirited and hateful toward women. I think that like the whole point of the movie was that these guys were actually idiots. And I think that was clear to anybody who watched it. But Steve Zahn is in it. And if you don't know Steve Zahn, he's just got the most ridiculous voice. And everything he says in this movie is... It's very quotable, and I really want you to watch this movie because okay. It is just bonkers.
Okay, so what were your five so far? Because I don't think I've seen any of them.
Wet Hot American Summer. Nope. Opportunity Knocks.
Nope.
Joe Dirt.
Nope.
Saving Silverman.
Nope.
And you know my number one. You absolutely know. We talked about it beforehand.
Okay, my number two is the movie Life. Life with Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac. My name, Jingling, Jingling, Jingling. It's about two, I guess one dude is a banker and then the other guy is kind of a grifter, and they end up getting set up. Well, no, sorry. Falsely accused in the 20s, 30s, 40s, around there for a crime that they didn't commit. And they were black, so nobody believed them. They were, and then so it's talking about how they end up in prison, how they end up out of prison, like the whole situation. It was fantastically funny. My name, Jingling, Jingling, Jingling. All right. What's your number one?
You know my number one. It's because I got one of the main characters from your number two in it.
Yep. Okay, so we actually have the same number one, and it's probably because we talked about it, because this movie is hilarious. It is Nothing to Lose, and I have never in my life laughed harder than at one particular scene with that damn spider.
With you. That's the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie. Hardest, yes. By far. Like lost my breath. Couldn't breathe, like just dying laughing.
Oh yeah, Tim Robbins was hilarious in that movie, and that was when I first realized how damn tall Tim Robbins was.
Because like, isn't was the, like, the The movie cover is Tim Robbins leaning on Martin Short,
yes,
or Martin Lawrence. I called him Martin Short because he is short. He's leaning on his head. I want people to watch this movie. I'm afraid not a lot of people have, even though like it said it made $44 million, which is crazy to me because I've never met you're one of the only people I've ever talked to that has seen this movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This movie is hilarious. And so it's about this guy who
loves his wife.
Yes.
Adores his wife.
And then he walks in on her having sex with somebody else. And then his
boss.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. With his boss. And his life goes off the rails after he is attempted to be carjacked. So I think that's a fair representation of what happened without giving away the plot, right?
He's dealing with the mental fallout of having seen his wife and his boss. And I think he like loves his job and adores his wife, right?
Yes.
And he's dealing with the fallout. And Martin Lawrence, who is, they want you to believe is a good dude, but he attempts to carjack him with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the first time, like it's his first ever attempt at something like this. And Tim Robbins just takes off driving with Martin Lawrence in the car because he has no will to live.
Yeah.
And it results in like you have the buddy cop comedies. It's like a buddy criminal comedy.
Yes.
Holy hell. This movie is funny from start to finish. And the twist at the
don't give it away. It is it is worth the watch. All right. So the movies that didn't make my list were Blue Streak, which, weird, another Martin Lawrence movie. Fantastic. He did a great job acting in it. No, you, baby, why won't you take me back? Because you're a robber. Because you're a bank robber. No, because you lied. You said you were a banker. He was like, no, I said bank robber. I just stutter. It was hilarious. Harlem Nights. Another Eddie Murphy movie, because I don't feel like the black movies from that time that have been seen by other people other than black people. And then Wedding Crashers, like I said.
Okay. For me, I kind of wish it made my top five, but I noticed that like it's not underrated with a certain segment of the population and very underrated with the rest. If you have ever worked at a restaurant, Waiting is one of your favorite movies. If you've ever worked at a restaurant, Waiting.
Never
it's
heard
a it's a movie about like an Applebee's type restaurant, and it's about the waitstaff.
It's definitely underrated then if I haven't seen it.
Dane Cook is in it. Louis Guzman, who is my absolute favorite, and is in one of my other major underrated comedies. Louis Guzman. It's awesome. But if you've never worked in a restaurant, you kind of look at it like, what the hell is this? If you have worked in a restaurant, you're like, no, that's real life. Cowboy Way. With Kiefer Sutherland and Woody Harrelson.
Bro, how have you come up with... I've seen a lot of freaking movies. How have you come up with this many movies that I have not seen? That's pretty...
I don't know, but I know you haven't seen the last one, and I highly, highly recommend this one. It is called Son of Rambo, and it's about kids trying to make their own Rambo movie, and it actually like launched...
I feel like I have seen that.
I think it's a foreign film, but it launched the career of.
Oh, no, Will. I haven't seen that then.
Not foreign, but like English, like foreign, like England or something like that.
I probably haven't seen that. That's same difference. Might as well have subtitles.
But it launched the career of Will Poulter. Do you know who Will Poulter is?
I would have to Google him. I don't remember everybody's name like that. Let me see.
He's the kid from We're the Millers. The like, you guys are getting paid.
Oh yes, the dumb looking one.
Yeah, yeah. So Will Poulter's first movie, and he made it as a kid, is called Son of Rambo, and that is up there for you. So the only movie on my list of the eight that I said that you've seen is also your number one. That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We gotta launch this movie show.
Yes. All right. The last thing that we have up is Ralph's boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, was on. Why are you laughing?
Because literally every time any controversial subject has always been my boy. And I don't know how to get out of this spiral.
Okay. So Ralph's boy, Kyle Rittenhouse, he is, he's trying to go to college. And he was on, not Ben Shapiro.
Charlie Kirk.
Racist-ass Charlie Kirk show. And that's a fair assessment of Charlie Kirk, right?
He did name his organization, his conservative college campus geared organization, the same initials as toilet paper, TPUSA.
Figures. He's full of shit. So he was on the Charlie Kirk show, and he did like a college football style. I'm going to announce my commitment to college. He pulls out the hat. Texas A&M. Yeah, I'm going to Texas A&M. Love the people, love the city, love the school. The food's great there. And turns out Texas A&M puts out a statement. Yeah, he ain't admitted here. And this is in Arizona State. He said he was going in the fall. Oh, and Texas A&M said he's not enrolled in the summer or the fall. He said he was going to Arizona State. He ain't going to Arizona State. And I'm like, he's a giant dummy. Like, if he thinks that he's going to go to a college, to a big name college campus, and it's just gonna, and everything's just gonna be peachy keen, it ain't happening, fam. It is not happening because of the way college kids look at things and how active and vocal that they are about things that they oppose. And mind you, it's not even just people of color or anything like that, because he killed white people. It's people that just don't like him because they know he's a grifter. Like, he's not a some sort of conservative or right wing freaking master planner, genius, thought provoker. He's a dude who's capitalizing on his 15 minutes of fame, and he will be disposed of as soon as somebody else, and they're just exploiting him. As soon as somebody else young and stupid or just stupid comes up that they can take advantage of and prop them up for their own purposes. And like, he is unintentionally, right? He's doing the thing that, like, he's like making the beginning of reality television mistakes. When people first got on reality TV, like Real World, and then going on to like the first one, the ones after that, they didn't realize that it is very important that reality television is a commercial. That can't be your source of income. That it's actually got to be a commercial for whatever else that it is that you're doing. And he's not making a commercial. Like, he's making money from these things. But as soon as his 15 minutes are over, he won't have value like that. So you have to, if you're ever going to be on reality television, a movie, anything like that, you have to have some other source of income or business that you're selling. It's a commercial. It is not a career.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to say about Kyle Rittenhouse. We have a society in which you can get famous from going somewhere where you shouldn't go with something you shouldn't have. And then, you know, and a loss of life resulting from it, which put you into our country's spin cycle of liberals versus conservatives. And he chose to, in the end of the outcome of his trial, go where he was celebrated and go where he was wanted, instead of like realize what a sobering experience he went through, realize he's gotten another a lease on life and another opportunity to redefine who he is. Because say what you want, yeah, 18 is a man, but he's still a freaking teenager.
Yep.
And you're going to go out here and be on Charlie Kirk's show. You're going to go and do sit down interviews with Tucker Carlson. Like, they have a very clear agenda that they need to push. And so if you are helping them advance that cause, then you're going to be treated as if you're part of that machine. So going on and doing the whole college commitment thing, which, by the way, gave me massive PTSD. Massive.
Why?
To see somebody choose Texas A&M over Arizona State and have the name Kirk be involved, it was Christian Kirk all over again.
Bro.
But the conservative five-star prospect, to have him go and put the hat on and everything like that, and then open yourself up to the criticism that comes with to have the student body be able to either protest or celebrate or whatever else is going on to keep yourself in the public eye. Because one of the things that you and I talked about just in show prep is you're like, well, he should go to college. And I look at him and I'm like, well, if you're going to be part of this machine, why go to college at all? Yep. Why not just hop into the commentary? You don't need school. You can just join the whole conservative echo chamber ecosphere and just go that direction. You can do that without having to go to school at all, without putting yourself in a situation where there's some people who are going to just throw tomatoes at you if they ever see you, you know, walk in a class or whatever. But in your mind, you're like, if he wants to make something of his life, his 15 minutes are going to be up. He should get some type of an education. And I don't necessarily know how I feel about that. So I really don't know what to say. I just know that if you're going to go on Charlie Kirk's show, you have put yourself into this liberals versus conservatives
100%
conversation. And he's never going to get, if he doesn't get out of it, he's never going to get out of it.
No, you, yeah. Yeah. But he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be out, bro. He doesn't want to be out. All right. You guys, that is Reister or Wrong for today. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Hamsley. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.